WRHI.
And good morning. It is 8 minutes. I feel like I need to talk like this when we play that music. Woo! It's 8 minutes after the top of the hour. 73 degrees right here on WRHI. FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Chris Miller, and for Lucas McFadden.
Are you swatting moths? What are you doing?
No, every time I hear this song, I think, turn back up a little bit, Stephen. I think about, remember in Rocky? When
yes.
Apollo comes out, he's sitting there doing the arms, just pointing at you.
I know, it kind of makes you want to groove, get into it.
He brings James Brown out and sitting there doing it, he's pointing it out. Of course, Rocky's my favorite movie series. So.
All right,
so,
well.
And a lot of things remind me of the movie Rocky.
Well, I tell you, when I think of grooving, I think of Cynthia Spratley, because she knows how to groove as it relates to nature and all things fun over
Thank
at
you.
The Nature Museum. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
So we're talking about moths today.
We are. And it's one of those words that people have a hard time getting out sometimes, moth.
Moth. Yeah, it is, especially with the S that follows, moths.
Yep.
But apparently there is a lot to learn about moths.
There is. And if you've ever gone up on your porch light in the middle of summer night and had to wave them out of your face, you probably would like to know more about them because they're kind of irritating at times.
Yeah.
But they're beautiful when you start to look at them.
Now, we have someone that's going to actually come and share. Tell us who's the speaker.
We have someone from the Mecklenburg Park and Recreation District, and he is Lenny Lample. He has quite a reputation of being a moth guy. So I don't know if that makes him a fun guy too, but he loves moths.
We've heard of goats.
Yes.
And joeys. And now we're going to introduce an adjective, moth.
And what he does is he brings out some bait. He puts it on the trees. He brings out some mercury vapor lights and some sheets, puts them up, and we watch for moth.
So do you go under the sheets and
the moth actually they're attracted to the white light and the white sheet so they come and lay there on the sheet and we get to look at them and identify them.
Who knew?
So it's called mothing. It's quite the new fad, and so
you heard it here, everybody.
That's right. International Moth Month. Say that fast three times. Moth Month is this month in July.
Okay.
And the last week of July is the favorite week to go mothing. But we couldn't get him then. So he's coming this Saturday.
So it sounds like it's the kind of thing that if you see how it's done and you discover all the interesting things to learn about moths, it's something that you could recreate
That's
in your own backyard.
That's right.
A white sheet. And you said some kind of light.
Well, he brings a special light. It's a mercury vapor light, which is a very, very bright white light, kind of like what you have at stadiums.
Oh.
So, but you can do this with your porch light, too.
Okay.
I mean, just look at the moths that are around you. There are beautiful silk moths here in the Carolinas. Have you ever seen those green lunar moths? The lunar moths are bright pea green, and they're beautiful. They are silk moth.
Okay.
And so he's going to talk about the different families of moths.
What about the moth that flies out of the box that you haven't opened in years?
Yeah, those might not be the favorite moths. Like the clothes moths.
Yeah,
don't want those. That's why you buy mothballs. But inside the house, we don't want to look at them, but maybe outside. So they are the favorite food for bats and other things. So and little screech owls, other things eat them. So they play quite a role in the ecosystem. So we can learn a lot about them. And this is tomorrow night, and we'd love for people to come to the Museum of York County, and it's right at 7:30 he's going to start. Now, we're going to do this rain or shine. We know there's some rain in the forecast, but we're going to do it rain or shine. He will give a presentation inside, and then we will go out at dusk and start watching for the moths to come. So,
wow.
Be a lot of fun. It's a family activity.
And I notice you say moth bait.
Yes.
What is moth bait?
Well, that's a good question because I haven't had moth bait myself prepared before, but he says it has something to do with molasses, kind of a sugary brew, and maybe some beer in there, and you kind of mix it together.
That's why they stay.
And
that's why they hang around and lounge.
It ferments, and that's what they smell. They're very good at smelling with they use their antenna.
Who knew that moths were alcoholics?
I didn't know that. They like their adult beverage. Who knew? So, they're attracted. They come. They're attracted distracted by the light, and of course, you know, it's a potted.
But you got to, I mean, are these foreign or domestic brews they enjoy? I mean, because
it
depends.
Is it an IP? I don't know.
That might be an experiment we could do sometime.
You might be getting some new types of moths joining the pate.
That's right. So the silk moths, the really big moths that are beautiful.
They've been around a while.
They've been around. Yep. And there are all kinds. There's like 5 or 6 families in the Carolinas. So we're also going to have John Taylor the end of the month during Moth Week when we have a person come and just give a display of moths. So that will also be going on the 31st. That's a Wednesday morning.
Wow.
So we'll have 2 different options for your moth enthusiast.
So you will appreciate, I mean, a lot of times, I guess, the butterfly upstages the moth.
It does.
You will have new appreciation for the beauty of the moth.
That's right. And I think you'll learn quite a bit about them. And they are, you know, like I said, they're part of the ecosystem, they're part of the food chain, but they're one of those things, until you really look closely at them, you don't see the beauty. So,
what benefit do we have from moths?
Well, silk is one. If you like to wear silk clothes or silk garments, we'll put it that way, they are made from the silk of the moths, called the silk moths, the silk worms, I should say, before they become a moth.
Yes. Interesting.
So they actually put out silk out of their body. And so in China and other places, and I don't think there's many places here in the Carolinas, but there might be, I might be surprised. But in China, they actually take the caterpillars and they grow them for the silk. And they unwind the cocoons that they make when they go into their cocoon, and they unwind those and make a silk thread.
Wow.
So they do benefit us, you know, in that way. And then just for the pure beauty, we do have Deborah Davis is doing a gallery right now at the museum on moths. And she gets them out of her backyard just the same way with sheets and lights. She refrigerates them a little bit, and then she takes them, photographs them, and then paints beautiful oil paintings from these photographs. And they're hanging at the museum right now. So they'll be there till September. And so that's another moth.
And another good reason to get out and visit the museum, because you have a great gift shop.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're looking for something that has a story, like that has a story and a meaning, a unique gift. Local artisans right there.
We do. Cool. So come see our mothing tomorrow night at 7:30. And it's a family. I said, bring your friends, bring your family. If they're in town for the 4th and you have nothing to do tomorrow night,
come on out.
The fireworks are over. Come on out and see some moths.
And that's Saturday.
That's right. Okay. Tomorrow night.
Yeah. So there'll be a little talk, and then you'll be able to go and see.
The moth bait.
The moth bait. And you can't, it's for the moths.
Yes.
Remember,
it's just for the moths.
It's not,
yeah,
it's,
I mean,
not to be shared.
No licking the trees.
Yeah. You tell a lot of people a mix of molasses and beer, you may get the, people want to engage in licking of the trees.
They'll be like, where do I show my ID? I'm coming for the moth bait.
It's for the moth party.
It's probably going to be a new name on a beer. You know, they're always trying to create new names and creative names that haven't been used before. Moth bait. I like it. Again,
come
you heard it here. Thank you so much, Cynthia Spratley. Always a pleasure to see you. Right now, we're going to take it to our traffic center and see what's happening on the roads where you are right here.